Thanks for tuning in to Faith Church Podcast. We're a church that believes in getting people connected, seeing families grow, and lives being changed. We hope that this message will speak to you today. It was all in our hearts, and I believe you're going to love it. Let's get to it.
We're going to talk about laundry. Anybody ever done any laundry? Raise your hand. Anybody ever done the sniff test where you're like, oh my gosh, everything's dirty, but anybody ever smelled it? Liars, raise your hand. You're lying to me. You're like, okay, this is close enough. Well, we've all done that. And today we're going to be drawing the analogy of what the washing machine has in common with the church. So many times in life we go around dirty and soiled because we do bad stuff. We are not what we did, we're what we do. So now we're trying to do better. Anybody trying to do better? I mean, you're at church, look at this, you are doing better. But then you do that sin, and that sin really just kind of stands out, and you're saying stuff like, I always, I never, this is the way it's always been. And God wants us to change the way we think so we can change the way we live. And the Bible says, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. So we're new on the inside, so our position's right, but our condition's messed up. I'll give you a story from just this last week. We've been on the road. We did multiple cities. We went to Dallas and Dallas-Fort Worth, and we were in Birmingham, Nashville, Indianapolis, St. Louis, out of St. Louis, into Nashville. We did all that in 72 hours. Well, it's a lot of speaking and a lot of hotels, and you just get really fried and tired, and you get up and perform just like right now. It's the last service of, like, I don't know, I think I've done this 5 times. So you get to spinning, and you're trying to remember what you said, what you didn't say, and then sometimes bad things happen. You get exhausted. You find yourself in a hotel room with a bunch of snacks. Anybody ever got fat by a snack accident, right? So Nicole, they put us in this suite. They took care of us real nice, and there's like a living room. The door opens. Nicole's in there, and I'm sitting there tired. You got to be careful when you're tired. And I turn on the television, and there's this jar, mason jar, with these incredible caramelized nuts. And these nuts started talking to me. Call me nuts if you want, but they can talk. And they started saying, you need me, you want me, you're tired, this will make you feel better. Because comfort food really does comfort you, especially before bed. People that say don't eat before bed, I agree, you should eat in bed. It's way funner. And so I just ate 3 or 4, and all of a sudden it started releasing dopamine in my brain. I'm loving what I'm feeling. And my mind was telling me no. My spirit was telling me no. But my body was telling me yes. And I started eating them. I got half of them done. And then all of a sudden, Nicole walks into the room, and I'm busted. And all of a sudden now, instead of having a Superman, you know, on my chest, there's no more S on my chest. It's a center on my chest, right? She sees I've sinned, and she says, David Crank, what are you doing? Well, first of all, I get mad because I'm ashamed. Because I'm talking real here right now. I'm ashamed. I'm aggravated. Then I look at her and did what my dad taught me to do, which I looked at her and said, you're not my mother? Well, how many of y'all know that's bad, because this could have stood for sexy, you got a hotel suite, but I've screwed that up. Come on, help me right now. She's like, okay, whatever. She walks out of the room, and now I'm sitting there because I'm angry, I'm mad. But again, what I have to do is say, I'm not what I did, I'm what I do. For the most part, I'm doing good. So now this is where 1 John 1:9 kicks in. This is why you got to learn to wash your mind with the word. 1 John 1:9 says, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Now the stain begins to dissipate because of the washing of the water of the word. And now the stain that I thought would be for me, with me forever, maybe you have a problem with an alcohol addiction, whatever the anger addiction, these things get bleached out by the washing of the water of the word. Then you actually take them off of the line, and we say, all right, now I'm going to go to church. That's where you're at right now in Ferguson. You're here in Earth City. You come in, you're like, all right, there it is. Then we put it in here, and it goes through the agitation. Anybody ever been agitated? And the word saying, don't do that. You need to straighten out. You need to stop hanging out with those people. And your mind's telling you, don't hang out with them. And your spirit's saying, don't hang out with them. But your body's saying, but they look so good. I'm so lonely. Y'all look so holy to be such heathens. Come on, Ferguson, help me right now. All right, so now we come to the church. We hear the word, and the word of God begins to clean us up. Now, we find the scripture in Ephesians 4:22. It says to put off concerning the former conversations, the old lifestyle, the old man. This doesn't mean get rid of your husband. This means the old way of living. Put off the old man. Somebody's like, oh, hallelujah. You're going bye-bye, Bob. Which was corrupt according to the deceitfulness of lust, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind. that you put on the new man, which is after God, created in righteousness and holiness. So in other words, we're taking away the old man and we're putting on the new man. So instead of responding with anger, you made me mad. I actually learned that behavior from my father, even saying that line. You're not my mother, but she is my wife, and she did love me. And she was sitting there going, oh, now I'm responding because I'm angry. Notice this. I want to see if you're the same as me. Sometimes when I'm mad at me, I'm actually mad at other people, but I'm actually not mad at them. I'm mad at me. So I'm reacting to them. And then when they come and make me mad again, that only makes me respond with more anger, which makes them not like me even more. Raise your hand if you know what I'm talking about. And if we could respond in love and go, you know what? Thank God you came in here. I'd ate the whole box. Which, by the way, I did because I'm not a quitter. All right, it's gone. Bye. Check. Next. Right. So now, but your mind and your body is at enmity against the will of God. So now we got to go, wait a minute. I want to wash my mind. So we go to Ephesians 5. Check this out. Ephesians 5, it says that you might sanctify yourself and cleanse it. He's going to cleanse you through the washing of the water of the word. All right. So when you get into the washing of the water of the word, it changes your mindset. So now you might react that way, but you realize that's wrong. So then you go, I was wrong. I'm sorry. I shouldn't do that. I shouldn't respond that way. That makes people love you more. And that'll make you love you more because you go, I'm pretty great. I was able to say I'm sorry. My dad never said I'm sorry. This person never said I'm sorry. You know, even the song, it's never too late to say I'm sorry, right? So we say I'm sorry. Let's practice that. I'm sorry. Sorry. Come on, Ferguson, everybody. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
I was wrong.
I was wrong.
Forgive me.
Forgive.
When you do that, you erase the past and the sins of the past. You allow that relationship to get agitated, and it moves you out of dirty clothes into clean clothes. That's what it means by putting off the old man, the old lifestyle, the old way of thinking. Now, Ephesians 4:17, I love this. It says, this I say therefore, oftentimes I say when you see therefore, you need to find out what it's there for. I testify in the Lord, henceforth walk not after the Gentiles or the way they walk, or after the world, the way the world walks, in the vanity of their own mind. They have their understandings darkened, being alienated from the life of God through ignorance because of the blindness of their heart. They're blind in their heart. And they've been given over to their past feelings, and they've given themselves over to lasciviousness. Now, lasciviousness is an old ancient word that's just a nasty, nasty sin. Some people start out with this much sin, and then they get nastier and nastier and nastier, and stuff just gets nasty. Even now when you watch television, like if my dad was alive today, he would look at television and go, we can't even watch TV because it just got nastier. Raise your hand if you know what I'm saying, nastier, nastier. And we're comfortable with that because we live in the world, but it just got really, really nasty. Let's try it one more time. How many of y'all, even though you watch TV and you do Netflix and chill, you will admit it is nasty. Raise your hand. If you don't raise your hands, you nasty, all right? So we just got to admit, we got nasty, okay? So now we participate in stuff we normally wouldn't laugh at. We think about stuff. So God says, be careful, though, because you'll end up being lascivious. Now, I did something earlier, and I accidentally did it. I kind of liked it. This was, I had stained a shirt. Let's just go over this because it's high. I had shot it with a bunch of, you know, bleach. And it was previous when I did that whole trick where I do this S for sin, and I had preached it, but then now I came back to the sermon, and when I went to do it, it didn't work because it had been bleached. So I went, I put an S on your, dang it, it's not working. And then I realized that's the greatest illustration we have, because once you've been embraced in the word, somebody, the devil says, get angry. Oh yeah, worked up there, but not there. Okay, so the areas that's not covered, it's stainy. The area where our heart's at, it goes away. Show me where your heart is today. Are you in the church? Somebody ought to shout amen. Are you in the word? Have you went through growth track? Are you serving? Because if you ain't serving, you're swerving. Look at your neighbor and say, and that's why you're nasty. Okay, all right. So we got to say, hang on. Now we're going to trade in that old way of thinking for the new robe of righteousness. Isaiah 61, verse 10. Survey says, I will greatly rejoice in the Lord. My soul shall be joyful. You don't have a lot of joy because you're just, you feel beat down. You're doing that sin. But he said, I will greatly rejoice in the Lord and be joyful, for God hath clothed me with the garments of salvation, and he has covered me with the garment of righteousness. So you have been covered. My chains are covered. Covered by your grace. Oh. Remember this song by Israel? Y'all don't remember? Download that. Y'all remember this one? You like it? You should have put a ring on. Remember that one? This is how we do it. Raise your hand with that. Put on your red dress. Let all your... I'll make love to you. Remember that one? Well, you need to be over here because you're nasty. Y'all done nasty. Israel Houghton on Spotify. It's called Grace. Okay? But y'all need some of that because you're nasty. I didn't mean it. So we put on the robe of righteousness. All right? Now, one of the greatest examples that we see of this is in Luke, the 15th chapter. We know about the prodigal son. Check this out. It's a perfect example. Luke 15, 17. It says, and when he came to himself, he realizes, man, I'm nasty. He came to himself, he's in a pig pen, he's covered with dirt, mud. He said, how many hired servants in my father's house have bread enough to spare, and I perish with hunger? I will arise and go to my father's house. In other words, I'm going to go to the house of God. I'm going to put my hide in the washing machine. I've sinned. I'm no longer worthy to be one of his sons, but a servant. And he arose and came to his father. Now, check this out. He's actually at that moment filled with shame. The devil will maim you, shame you, frame you, try to lame you because he gets you too ashamed. I can't go back and tell him I'm wrong. I can't go back and say I'm sorry. What are people going to say about me? What if they find out I lost my house? They're going to say you lost your house. What if they found out I had an affair? They're going to say you had an affair. What if they find out they're going to say whatever they're going to say, but you're not worried about the people that bring hate and the people that drink in Haterade. You're not trying to find out if you can get them over to the like side or get them to validate you. Man may never validate you, but your Father in heaven has validated you. So don't erase yourself, but grace yourself and pace yourself. Somebody help me right now to finish what God has called you to finish. Perfect example is in Isaiah 54:4. I want you to write it down. Isaiah 54:4. It says this. It says, fear not, for thou shalt not be ashamed. Neither be confounded nor depressed, for you shall not be put to shame. See, some of you have said, I'm going to go today and watch my friend get baptized, but that church thing's not for me. Church is full of hypocrites. I'm never going because it's full of hypocrites. Well, don't go to Nordstrom's. We go there. Oh, the church is full of hypocrites. Don't go to the Blues games. We go there. Oh, the church is full of don't you go to the Cardinals game because we don't you dare go to the movies because we for sure go there. Why? Because we're nasty. Come on, somebody else help. But what we're doing is we're saying, I'm not going to be ashamed. So today you might feel like you're ashamed and you're dirty and you've made your mistakes. I'm begging you today to put the best foot forward and make the rest of your life the best of your life. Maybe do a spontaneous baptism today and say, you know what? I'm going to accept Jesus as my Lord and I'm going down in my overhaul. Somebody help me right now because you don't have to wait to get clean to come to Jesus. You come to Jesus and then he cleans you up. Look at your neighbor and say, you're less nasty than you were when we started this sermon. You're nasty. Nasty. Look at your neighbor and say, you're nasty. What's funny is there's a few white people here going, looking at his wife like, Gurr! I didn't want to get nasty. I was just seeing if you want to get nasty, but it's okay. There's a difference between nasty and nerdy. Come on, somebody ought to help. Verse 20. But when he was a great way off, look at your neighbor and say, like our pastor. Way off. Ain't even right. But when he was a great way off, his father saw him, had compassion on him, ran, fell to the ground, kissed him on the neck. He said, Father, I've sinned against heaven. Notice repentance. In your sight, I'm no longer worthy to be called your son, which is all of our story. But the father said to the servants, bring forth, check it out, the best robe and put it on him. The best robe. In other words, he said, no longer are you going to wear that. Man, that smells bad. You've been in the pig pen. Get that off. We're going to put that in there, and we're going to put this new one on you. And this new one's already been treated. And now that you've been treated, no longer do you say, I'm not called, I'm not loved, I'm not esteemed, I can never. No, that stuff's going to fall off you like water off a duck's back, because if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things have passed away, and behold, all things have become brand new. I'm here to tell you that God's not checking with your past. past to see what he's going to do in your future. If God be for you, who and what can be against you? You can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. He has good plans for you. 2020 is going to be your banner year, your year of Jubilee, where all debts are canceled, all prisoners are released, all property is going back to its original. I wish somebody would help me in here today. I'm here to tell you, you're clean by the blood. Quit making excuses why you can't. Boudreaux got pulled over for drinking and driving. Cop came up to Boudreaux and said, "Boudreaux, I need you to take a breathalyzer. I think you're drunk." He said, I can't do that. He said, "Why can't you do that?" He said, "Because I'm asthmatic, and if I breathe in there, I could die." He said, "All right, well, then I'm going to take you down to the station, and we're going to draw blood on you to see if you're drunk." He said, "I can't do that." He said, "Why can't you do that?" He said, "Because I'm a hemophiliac and I could bleed to death and I could die." He said, "All right, well, Boudreaux, I'm going to need you to walk this line." He said, "I can't do that." He said, "Why can't you do that?" Because he said, "I'm drunk. I'm tired of you saying, I can't do that. I can't go to Grow Track. I'm busy. I can't." No. You can't stop. You got to stop saying you can't get in a small group, because you got to get your mind right, because your mind matters. And when you were born, unless you were born breech, you came out with your head first. I'm telling you, for you to get out and be birthed into this newness of salvation, this newness of thinking, you got to get your head out first in your mind, your marriage, and your money. Somebody help me right now, because if you don't get your mind right, the man won't follow. You're clothed in righteousness. Why? Jesus said so. So when you come to church every week, some of y'all haven't washed your clothes in a long time. You smell. Some of y'all smart. Some of you are like, "What do they smell like?" The queue is nasty. I said, "You smell
nasty."
Look at your neighbor and say, "But you smell good." Okay. So we can't just like wash our clothes once a year. "Oh, it's Easter. I want to wash my shirt." No. Then you wonder why your life stinks. You wonder why everything smells bad. Because you need to bring your little backside in every day to the house of God, worship God, and then every Sunday you come in and you throw in that old nasty way and you come out clean saying, "Oh, I'm covered by the blood. I've been washed by the blood. I've been healed by the Lamb. I can do all things through." "Oh, nothing shall separate me from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus." Come on, Ferguson. "What shall separate me? Height, depth, things present, things to come? No. I'm blessed coming in. I'm blessed going out. And everything my hand touches just turns to good. I'm anointed. I'm appointed. I'm qualified. I'm a success going somewhere to heaven. Who's going with me on this today? I'm telling you, let the devil know you're done with it. I got a robe on. I got my robe on." Zechariah 3 verse 3. I just found this scripture this week and I love it. I don't know how I went my whole life without this. There's stuff in here that's good. Joshua 3, it says, Joshua was wearing dirty clothes and was standing in front of the angel. And the angel said to those standing in front of him, "Take off those dirty clothes. Take off that old mindset. Take off that old way of thinking. Take off those old friends. Take off those old clothes." Then the angel said to Joshua, "Look, I've taken away your sin from you." Hallelujah. "And I'm giving you beautiful, fine clothes." Then I said, "Put a clean turban on his head." So they put a clean turban on his head and they dressed him. Now every woman in here knows how to do that towel trick where they whip it around their head. Come on, anybody know what I'm talking about in here? Raise your hand. Anybody know how to do it? You know how to do it? You? Come here. Teach me how to do it real quick. See, when I put it on, it just doesn't look right. I can't even do it right. Well, watch her. We'll just do it for fun. We'll just this service. If you came to the late one, you're screwed because I have nothing to do but find out. I've been wanting to do this all day. Just show me how you would do that on your head. How do you do that deal where you whip it up on your head? Take the hat off. Okay. Good looking hair, though, by the way. I like it. Super sharp. I see every girl knows how. Okay. I got you. That's how it's done. Right. Come on, somebody. Right. That's it. Let me try it. Help me through this real quick. You got this right here. This right here. Let me move this right here. Is that it right now? I'm about to lose my man card, boys. Nicole's like, "He nasty. Now he looks nasty." People got out their phones. Go ahead. Oh, yeah. All right. Okay. I don't look nasty, do I? Turban on the head. Come here, Ricky. See if you can do it real quick. Come here, Ricky. Come here. Ricky. Good try. Did you pay attention? Try to put it on your head real quick.
I don't think I can pull it up.
All right, we'll just put it like this right here. There you go, Ricky. Okay, so Ricky's in my small group. 7 years ago, I was flying. We all went to Key West, me, him, and another guy. And I was flying the plane, and he was over here on the right seat, and the other guy was in the back. Guy had his head up here, and Ricky's here. It's kind of a smaller plane. We're cruising less than 200 miles an hour. It's so slow, the geese are. I'm like, go around. And we got to talk. It was late at night, and he's griping about his boss and how he wanted to go to the next level and how he's a great salesman and how awesome he is. And all these things are true. But I said, you know what? We can complain and remain, or we can praise and get a raise. Mike, would you help him write a business plan so he can start his own business? So show me your friends, I'll show your future. I'll say it again. Show me your friends, I'll show your future. If you're not around the right people, no matter what questions you ask, they can't give you the right answers. The right answers come from people that are around you in a small group. That's why Ferguson Florissant, I love it. Pastor Omar's groups are unbelievable, and he speaks at these groups. Give it up for Pastor Omar, all campuses. He has these small groups, and there's a lot of small groups that are here. So he's in my small group. I asked Mike to write a plan. I said, Mike, how many Taco Bells you own? Like 50. How many Kentucky Fries? Like 50. A trucking company. So he writes a business plan for Rick. Rick goes back to Springfield. He sells it to some business people. They agree that they're going to get in business with him. They just sign it. They've read it and they sign it. Mike goes, you got to be kidding me. Nobody in their right mind would sign that. There was no protection for them. I mean, we can buy them out at any time. He said, it is what it is. So within a year, he had bought out those people. They were happy because they laid a little bit of money. He made a ton of money. And within 3 years, he was America's biggest. Now, 7 years later, he's the world's biggest Can-Am dealer. Come on, somebody understand. I'm talking people come from around the world. He sells 30 and 40 at a time. He sells, he called me the other day and said, I sold the whole fleet to the government. He's just so stinking blessed. Now, here's the thing. I had to make sure his mind was right. Somebody like, I don't know. Why'd God bless him? Well, he went the growth track. He was in a small group. Show me your friends, I'll share your future. He got around the right people. He asked the right stuff. Then he became a multimillionaire. Now, when you're a millionaire, things change. All the girls think you're cute. All the girls laugh at your jokes. Come on, women, help me right now. So now, because I got his mind right, I go, hang on. You're still no funnier than you were when you were broke. Help me right now. You need people to tell you the truth. So how's your marriage? How's it going with Ness? Well, you know, I think it's great. Well, she doesn't think it's great because you're not holding her hand. You're a little aggravated. I heard that you're a little snappy with her. Well, I got a lot of stores and I got a lot of stuff going. And I heard you went nuts and ate a whole pile of nuts the other night. Let's just get, right? So you're only as sick as your secrets. So iron sharpens iron. Hold each other accountable. Ask questions. But if you're alone, that's where the enemy gets you. He separates you. So you come to church, you get that turban. Now we all know how to do that. I'm going to use it today. If you didn't learn anything else, you learned from a really cool woman. By the way, you're really cool. The hat, and then she takes it off, still cool. I'm like, dang, she's cool. Then I got you up here. I don't know what happened. I tell you, it's going on. So he got his mind right, but he keeps his mind right. He keeps his heart right. He hasn't forgot about God. Last night, again, we do stuff together. We could have went, because he doesn't always get to come up here. He's given me a lot of motorcycles. He's the biggest dealership, so he just gives us the pastor. You can't sell these. These are yours. This is it. So I got a lot of them. So we're going to go riding last night. But in here, I felt like, check this out. As soon as I got off stage, I knew I need to get with Nicole. I need to be with her. So I called her, where you at, girl? I'm at Target, where all women live. Come on, somebody say amen. I'm at Target, which is where they belong. I want to be buried at Target so she sees me when I die. And I said, hey, meet us at the movies. So we met at the movies, Vanessa, Nicole, you see her there, Ferguson, they're there. And we got there. We're having God time. We didn't see each other much. So we sit down. He goes in. He sits down. I sit next to him because he's got the popcorn. Nicole sits next to me. And Vanessa's over here. I knew it was wrong that they should be together. But remember, I thought, I am buying my own popcorn, but I could eat his popcorn and it doesn't count. But then when I had to go to the bathroom, what you do is you get older, you'll know that in the middle of the movie, you got to go, tell me what happens, and I got to go. I went to the bathroom, I came back, and my spot had been jacked by his wife, and they were cuddling, they were holding hands, and my heart was so happy, and I was smiling because he was smart enough probably to look at her and go, get over here. I got rid of that old 50-year-old man. I kicked him out. You get over here. He nasty. Come on, girl. Get over here. We about to get nasty right now. And so now they're working on their marriage. But he could be on, I don't need church. I don't need a small group. I can do it alone. You're only as sick as your secrets. Now you get with the girls that are always posing with him because he's in the sports business. So now you got all these girls from Hooters. You got all the girls from Twin Peaks. Don't act like you don't know these names. Come on, somebody. I know you know it because you're nasty. And I got to tell him, make sure you're watched by you. Because the enemy's always there. Check this out. On Ricky's back is a big X. It says, target, target, target. Man of God. Anointed of God. He's our target. Then if you're in the right group and you got the right people, you go, oh no, I pray right now for Ricky, God. I pray for Vanessa, God, that they're blessed. I pray for Pitbull Power Sports. No suit will be able to hurt them. No evil employees will be able to hurt them. Oh, when a man plans his ways, but the Lord directs his path. God, I thank you today that they're anointed. I pray for their children today, Lord, that they're, somebody ought to help me right now. They're encapsulated by the blood. And you say, I don't have time to go to church. You ain't got time not to go to church. Get to church. Get in the Word. Get in growth track. Somebody ought to shout here. These are your banner years. I'm begging you, don't allow this moment to set you back. Get in the house of God. Get on fire for God. I dare you to praise Him for about 10 seconds. Come on. 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4. Come on, give Him a radical praise, a crazy praise, glorious praise. Woo. You can be seated. I still have 3 minutes worth of work to do, and you know why. Because the person next to you is... So let's go over this. Cool things happen when you take off the dirty clothes and you put on the right clothes. And here's something I want... This is a scripture I want you to memorize. 1 John 1, 8, and 9. If we sin... If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves. The truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from what? How much? Shout it, class. How much? So when we confess sin to God, God forgives us. When we confess sins to others, God heals us. Because you can forgive yourself really quick. If it had just been me and those nuts in the hotel room, nobody would have ever known about the missing nuts. Okay? Just me, nuts. Admit it, quit it, forget it. God forgive me. We'd have went home. I would have went home with all the little jar of nuts. And there were like 6 different types. There was 6 other jars of nuts. But unfortunately, they were not coated with sugar. So I'm not interested in normal nuts. I want sugar-coated. So all I'd had to do was take that out, throw it in a trash can. Now nobody but me and the maid at the hotel don't know about the nuts. Why y'all look so innocent? Anybody over here ever done any sinning? Anybody over here ever done any sinning? Anybody know these people in the middle done been lying all day at church? You know why? Because they... But obviously, God forgives us, and we should work on forgiving ourselves. Shame tries to kick in. Don't tell anybody you thought that. They're going to think you're nasty. But if you go to this church, we made nasty normal, because nasty is normal. It's normal to be nasty. And the people that say they ain't nasty, them people, they lying. They really nasty. They cray cray nasty. Come on, help me right now. They nasty, nasty. Like, don't mess with those people. Don't go camping with them people. They super nasty. So we have to say, wait a minute. It's okay to not be okay. It's not okay to say we're okay when we're not okay. Okay? But if you don't get in a growth track, if you don't get around some small groups, what growth track's going to do today, you go through this door or there in Ferguson, Florida, and you go outside. If you're getting baptized or if you're going, you say, I don't have anybody getting baptized. I'm going through growth track today. You're not making excuses. You go through growth track today. And me and Nicole have designed a program, doesn't take long, less than an hour, that starts working you through. In 2 weeks, you can be done with it. It's just 2 sessions. And in 2 sessions, we design a plan to wrap this thing around your head to where now you connect like Ricky did with the right people. Are you following me? Then if you get around the right people, you get the right results. and then you get the right life. You know good and well that God had some bigger plans for you. But you, like myself, have made a lot of mistakes. Raise your hand if you've made a lot of mistakes. And so you've disqualified yourself because you're stained. But the fact is, now that you've been covered and you got all this residue of the bleach on you, no matter what the devil tries to do with you on Monday, you learn so much on Sunday, it just disappears and dissipates because the word has been hidden in your heart. Go ahead and give it up for God. This is what separates the men from the boys. This is the difference, Mike. Now I want you to look at me right now, and you watching on television, watch this. What you need to do is you got to get to church. We have churches in Palm Beach County and St. Louis County. It's not enough just to watch online because you need to get around other people. Why? Because people are the people that can help you. So if you're alone, that's why we get in trouble oftentimes. We're alone. In fact, many times I see marriages destroyed because people change intimacy in for images. So images now takes over intimacy, and now they can't even have a normal intimate relationship because of the images. Because it wasn't too long ago, you know, you actually paid for porn and water was free. Now it's flipped. And now porn is free and you got to pay for water. And it's the society that we live in. But I'm telling you right now that if you will pray this prayer with me here and online, give your heart to Jesus to get in local church, you'll be able to take yourself right to the washing machine and God will be able to clean you up. Pray this with me. Say, Dear Heavenly Father, I ask you to forgive me of all my sins, to cleanse me from all unrighteousness. And from this moment forward, I make you my Lord. I make you my Savior. Today's the day that I rededicate my life. And I'm getting myself ready every weekend. And I'm going to take myself to the church, the washing machine, to get myself agitated and on the right track. Because you're good. You're good. See
you. Thanks for joining us on our podcast today. We certainly hope it spoke to you in the same way it was speaking to us. If you enjoyed this message today, there's a few things I like to encourage you to do. First of all, subscribing to it. It's really easy to get these Faith Church sermons sent straight to your phone with a notification as soon as they're ready. I mean, you want that, right? Secondly, by sharing with a friend on social media, just like you might share a sale or some great restaurant, we're looking for you to share it with your friends. You never know in your network of friends who really needs this message today. And lastly, before you go, if you'll rate and review this on iTunes, it'll really help us expand our reach, help more people globally. Each time there's a positive rating, this really helps push us in front of more people. So that's what I want you to do. And if you live in the St. Louis area or West Palm Beach, come out and see us at our physical locations. If you don't, make sure you tune in to our church online. It's a real campus at faithchurch.com.